Move to approve the filter agreement signed between Taney County and David and Karen Vick.
More ditch?
Yeah.
Second with discussion.
We have a second with discussion.
David, whose name is on that? Do we need to add Karen to that?
Well, she's on the second page, I noticed.
Here, is that Karen?
No, Karen.
Okay. That'll work.
They both signed it.
Second.
We have the second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Field dirt agreement, Terry and Sidney Howe.
Move to approve field dirt agreement binding between Terry and Sidney Howe and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Perpetual drainage easement, Brookside 30 LLC.
Devin, you good with this?
Yes.
Move to approve the perpetual drainage easement binding between Brookside 30 LLC and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Temporary construction easement, Brookside 30 LLC.
Is it for us to?
That was probably in the packet like they normally are. I don't know. Normally on the temporary construction easements, we don't get them approved, but that was all in the...
In the same?
In the same. It must have got separated.
Okay.
And
the temporary will go away once the project is complete. It just allows us to get beyond right away to do the project.
Right, to be able to get into the... That's not... This is for us to be able to access it.
Yeah.
Move to approve temporary construction easement binding between Brookside 30 LLC and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. University of Missouri Extension update.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for allowing me to be here. My name is Jenny DeVatt.
Thank you.
And it's on here. I just wanted to provide a quick update from the University of Missouri Extension. We had our council meeting last week, and I invited all of the faculty who is serving Taney County to come and share with us what they've been doing in Taney County over the last year, and you have reports of that in the packets that I just handed you. Additionally, I wanted to share some good news that we have reposted the 4-H youth development position, as well as the nutrition program associate position. So as soon as those open up, we would love for everybody to, if you know somebody who'd be great in that position to help work with youth, both are going to be working with youth and adult volunteers. So we'd love for you to send them our way and we'll get them up, through the process. But you all are probably no strangers to bureaucracy. You know how sometimes things go really slow. So we're just working our way through that, and hopefully we'll get some great candidates and get somebody back in those positions helping to serve Taney County.
And where would they look? Where are they posted at?
They'll be posted on our MU Extension website, but as soon as we get those, like I said, we're headed in that process. As soon as we get that link, we want to share it on our Facebook page. I will email it to all of our program partners. We're going to do everything we can. Work with the College of the Ozarks and OTC as well to help get those positions filled. Mm-hmm. What questions do you have for me?
I don't have any.
Thank you. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We'll recess. We'll be in recess. I have 10:35 a.m. and we're scheduled upstairs for executive, for legal and personnel. So we'll be in recess.